This is Craig Holiday Haynes, and I play the drums primarily. I also play percussion and saxophone. And I left college in spring of 1980, just about this time, 1980, to go on the road with Sunrise. I started playing with the band around this time, and we went on the road. I forgot where we went initially, around the country, somewhere, Detroit maybe. Well, we played in Chicago, pretty awesome. We went on the road, and some great times. I learned a lot of stuff from Sun Ra. Sun Ra was one of the few people I know that had pure genius quality. I think he's probably the one that's closest to pure genius in terms of he had pure genius. He knew he was a master musician. He was a master of words, a master of numbers, numerology, astrology, philosophies. He knew so much. It was amazing for anybody to know so much as he did. So I started playing with him in 1980, played Europe, around the country. My father actually persuaded me to quit the band in 1982. Unfortunately, I listened to him. And then I didn't play with the band anymore. I think I played with them periodically between 85 or 84. Every now and then I'll play a gig. And I did a tour. He asked me to come and do a tour in 89. And then we did some more stuff in 91. We did something New Year's Eve, going into 92, 93. But it was right before he got sick the first time, before he had two strokes. So it was before his first stroke. So it must have been 92, 91 going into 92. We played, I think that gig was the New Music Lounge, the corner of Houston, like Houston and West Broadway, downtown Manhattan. And at the end of that gig, Robert Hunter, who we call Bugs, who was the drummer with Sun Ra from back in the 50s, and was our engineer and sound man. He came over to me after the gig and said, Sun Ra said he wants to record with you because he has never recorded properly with you. And I was delighted to hear that. But then Sun Ra got sick and he wasn't well, so it didn't happen. There's a lot of live stuff with me playing with Sun Ra. One of my favorites is Chicago Jazz Festival. Herbie Hancock was on the bill with VSOP. Conor McRae was on the bill, and we were on the bill. And I got to play opposite Tony Williams. I thought that was great. So I played with the band, and again, after Sun Ra died in 93, I came back to the band. John Gilmore asked me to come back to the band in 95, and we did a tour, we came out west. Then I left again, not long after, probably 96 when I left again, and then I didn't play with the band. Marshall took over the band after John died in 95. In fact, John Gilmore died while we were in California. We were about to be on our way back from California as the first tour that he didn't do because he was pretty weak with emphysema. John was another great, one of my favorite all-time musicians. So I left again shortly after that. And then I played with the band after Marshall took over every once in a while with two drummers. Then they had a problem with the other drummer and asked me to take over. So that was about 3 years ago. And I played with them pretty much up until, actually I had another gig this past January and I couldn't do it. The Australian trip they had, and so now, since that, I'm not in the band as of now. But Sun Ra, a lot of people see Sun Ra, a lot of people even say, oh yeah, I saw Sun Ra, speaking of the orchestra, they saw the Sun Ra orchestra. It's kind of sad because they have no clue as to what Sun Ra was really about. I mean, they hear the band, and they hear some great music, and they hear a lot of variety and a lot of influential things in terms of other cultures, otherworldly stuff, which Sun Ra was very much about. Sun Ra was one of the first people to play electronics in jazz. He's one of the first people to play electronics, period. I think he was the first one to play synthesizer in jazz. He's one of the first people to play a Moog synthesizer, period. He was one of the first people to talk about the space age, even before NASA. He was one of the first people in my generation. I knew what I was talking about, saving the planet. And he really believed that he was sent here to help save us through music, because you can judge a society by its music. Coming up this May 22nd would be the 100th anniversary of Sun Ra's birth. The band will be in Europe. As I said, I'm not playing with the band right now, so I'm doing a tribute to Sun Ra in his hometown of Birmingham at the Jazz Hall of Fame, Birmingham, Alabama, with some other members that have also played with Sun Ra. That'll be on May 24th, actually, in Birmingham, the Jazz Hall of Fame. And then there's a jam session afterwards. I'll have Bruce Edwards on guitar, who was phenomenal on guitar with the orchestra, and Radu Williams on bass, electric bass. I'm not sure. We're trying to get him an acoustic bass as well. Ray Blue, who did play with the orchestra, he did play with Sun Ra for just a few gigs, maybe. He's a great tenor player. He lives upstate New York. And Kwame, how he plays trumpet, he still plays with the orchestra. So that's what'll be in the band. We may have a singer, dancer, Chandra Washington. I'm not sure about that yet. Due to logistics and plane fares and hotels. But it'll be great.